If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information, or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi, and guess what time it is? It is real estate time. You know, I still really like the, what was that show back in the 90s that was really popular, Home Improvement with Tim Allen, etc. And I still like when they said, you know what time it is? It's tool time. And I want to create something very similar for Think Realty Radio, because I feel like real estate is one of those things that you can get out of bed for and you can get super excited about, because not only is everybody talking about it, but the people that are talking about it are also making money in it. And if you're listening, you might be a businesswoman, businessman, you might be a business owner, entrepreneur, startup geek like me, and you're thinking to yourself, well, gee whiz, you know, I want to get involved. And getting involved in real estate is kind of complicated. You know, it's not like you can just go to your local favorite coffee shop and order what you've always ordered and enjoy it. You have to develop your taste for it. It's a very acquired taste. I remember the first time I had like this hazelnut latte. This was many, many years ago, 10, 15 years ago, when I first started binge drinking coffee. And I thought to myself, this stuff tastes like crap. You know, I just don't like coffee. But then I started drinking it a little bit more and a little bit more. And then my palate got a little bit more refined. I feel like real estate investing is the same way, where we understand who we are as investors, and then we have to look at all the possibilities of how we can invest in real estate and then pick the one or two that we like. We might be interested in actively involving ourselves in day-to-day operations of a real estate project. That to me just sounds kind of crazy, but there are people that do it, there are people that are really good at it, and there are people that make a lot of money at it and money doing it. I love investing passively with real estate. More specifically, apartment complexes. I like single family rentals. I like office industrial. So every person has their own mindset. Every person has their own niche. Every person likes to do things his or her own way. And I love talking about that on the air. That's why I get so jazzed and excited about it. And if you have questions for me throughout the show, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Again, that's thinkrealtyradio.com. And there, it's super cool because you'll have an archive of all the other shows and all the other amazing guests that I've had on talking about what's important to real estate investors. Whether it's a market, whether it's a strategy, whether it's a trend, whether it's something that you need to be doing right now, whether it's a book that you should be reading right now if you're just starting out and you're brand new. So it's cool. Head on over again to thinkrealtyradio.com. We have a lot of events, too, that that are around the country. And we have one that's coming up actually in a couple of days. It's Think Realty in Baltimore. So if you're in the area and if you want to check us out, head on over to thinkrealty.com/events. Sign up. I'll see you there. Let me buy you a cup of coffee. Shake your hand. And let's talk about strategy. Let's talk about you. My guest today is Ben Fredericks from Odell Barnes REO. And we're going to talk a little bit about the REO investing strategy, what an REO is, and how you, the real estate investor, the smart investor that you are listening to this show. It's not only the show, but it's also the sound of my soothing voice that encapsulates you. And I get it. It would do the same thing for me. Let's go ahead and bring my buddy Ben on the air. Ben, you with me?
Good morning, Abhi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Feeling good. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
Absolutely. So I have generally one question that I like to start the show with. And that is, and you can be as dramatic as you want as well. The more drama, the better. Okay. And that is, Ben, are you in a real estate of mind today?
Every waking moment, I feel like I'm in a real estate of mind today. So it's an obsession. It's all, my wife might even call it a sickness, but I like to call it an obsession. It's just something I'm constantly thinking of. So it just never shuts off unless I'm sleeping.
Yeah, we are certainly like two brothers, man. I mean, I'm the same way. You know, I dream about it. I breathe it. I drink it. I live it. And it's part of my daily routine. And I just can't get enough. So I appreciate that. And that's super, super cool. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I've been a real estate investor for about 10 years now, but over the last couple of years have really turned it up and just kind of carved out a niche for myself and with me and my partner. But basically what we do in a nutshell is we buy properties in bulk from banks and auction companies all over the country. We sell those to other investors, or in the ones that we don't sell, we keep for ourselves and create notes through owner financing.
Awesome. And I want to get into all these topics, right? One, because if you're just starting out, you need a mentor. You need somebody in your life that can really help you out and kind of jog that investing side of you, because that's really important, really cool. And then two, the owner financing piece. Three, the REO piece. And then four, just how you can scale a business in the real estate world, because I feel, as you've seen, Ben, right, it's difficult sometimes. I feel like for investors, they'll think to themselves, well, gee whiz, you know, I have to do this every single day. And then they wake up 10 years later doing the same stuff over and over and over and over again. And they've fallen out of love with real estate investing. So you've been around the block and you've seen investors come and go, and you've been in the industry for quite a while. What are some of the top mistakes that you're finding investors, real estate investors, whether they're new investors or even like your seasoned pro investors, make today?
Well, I think you hit on something very interesting there in talking about scaling up. And that's something that, you know, I've done a tremendous amount of research on, and I still learn about every day. I mean, scaling up is, you know, I think Robert Kiyosaki says, you know, if you're self-employed, basically you own a job. But if you want to get into a position where you're not doing the same thing over and over and over again and get burnt out, you have to figure out ways that you can scale your business, either farm out some of the daily activities that you do that are below your pay grade, so to speak. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges. I mean, but first you have to get to that point, right? So, you know, the forefront of that is really just getting educated. So today, I mean, I've been doing this for a decade. I'm still learning something new every single day. And I invest a lot into my education every year, you know, going to conferences, you know, Think Realty events, things like that. You know, going to, you know, investing in coaching and mentorship, you know, so I think the biggest piece of advice I would give anybody is, one, just get started, and two, you know, invest in your education and continue to do so throughout your business so that you can continue to learn how to scale it, and then just be focused on more on entrepreneurship and, you know, driving your business forward as opposed to working inside of it every single day.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point, Ben, and that's working on your business instead of only in your business. And I get it, right? Like, from the onset, we have to work in the business and on the business. We have to put on all the different hats of an entrepreneur and of a business owner. We have to do the finance. We have to do the marketing. We have to do like the engineering of processes, for example. We have to go out there and get the clients, right? But there comes a point in time, there's like an inflection point, I feel, when the amount of in the business work that you do just totally is a detriment to any of the on the business work that you need to do. And the in the business work, you can outsource where you need to be focused on the business. And I agree again with what you're saying about education. You have to be putting yourself out there. You have to be constantly getting better. And what better way to do that than either to attend the Think Realty conferences? And again, kind of a shameless plug, but I've got to do it. And I love doing it because I think the Think Realty conferences are one of the best places you can go for education. And then number two, finding a mentor and getting involved in the first steps of real estate investing. So when we come back, Ben, I want to talk a little bit about this mentorship piece. And then I want to get into the REO conversation, because I think what you're doing with buying REOs from banks and having those assets in inventory and being able to move and shake and do what you got to do with them is super, super interesting. And I think it's a strategy that every real estate investor needs to know, especially if you're just starting out. Think Realty Nation, if you want to learn a little bit about Ben and his team, head on over to Odell Barnes odellbarnsreo.com. That's O-D-E-L-L, barnsreo.com. You can also follow on Instagram at odellbarnsreo. They're also on Facebook as well, two of my favorite platforms. You can find me on at Abhi Golhar. Got questions for me as well? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com and pick up a copy of the print magazine of, guess what it's called? Think Realty at your local Barnes & Noble. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. We're just getting warmed up.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, and guess what? You are dialed in to the soothing sound of my Sinatra-esque voice talking about real estate investing. The only thing is, don't fall asleep, because you will miss what's coming up with my good friend Ben Fredericks from Odell Barnes REO. Before the break, we were just introducing a little bit about who he is and what he did at Odell Barnes, and I think one of the biggest strategies, one of the biggest things that we can do as real estate investors is identify which bucket of opportunity we're going to go after and where we can find these opportunities. And REOs happen to be one of the best ways that real estate investors can find the right types of opportunities to buy. And whether it's buy, renovate, and rent, or buy, renovate, and then flip the house like they do on TV, for example, I think REOs are a really good place to start. We're going to jump into the REO conversation in just a second, but Ben, help me understand a little bit about this mentorship piece, because real estate investing is more than just numbers. Real estate investing is more than just cash flow and capital gains. It's about relationships. And if you don't have the right relationships from the onset, then it poses a problem not only for you, but then your financial future. And that's where having a mentor can really help, right?
Yeah. I mean, you and I were talking during the break about, you know, sort of putting out into the universe that which what you want, which some people refer to the secret or God or whatever. And that's really how I found my mentor, my partner in my business. You know, I just kind of put it out there, and believe it or not, I met my biggest and most important mentor in my life off of a Craigslist ad.
No way.
Talk about really just putting it out into the universe, that what I want. I never thought it would come through Craigslist, but as long as you're putting it out there, eventually it comes to you, that what you ask for. So, you know, and that was so critical for me and a turning point in my life, because I was investing in real estate in a way that I wasn't going to be able to, you know, over maybe 20, 30 years, I might get myself to a level where I wanted to be, but it wasn't going to happen as fast as I wanted it to. And so I put it out there into the universe that what I was looking for. And I just said, listen, I want to help. I was basically a syndicator at that time. So I just said, hey, I want to help people put deals together. My background was in finance. I worked for Lehman Brothers in the good old days, and yep. You know, just said, all right, let me find a deal, find the person, the money, and help put it together. And that's essentially how I found my mentor. But I mean, there are a number of ways to go about it. I mean, mentorship is just everywhere around us today, right? So I have two mentors that are people I've never even met, Andy Frazella and Grant Cardone. So those guys are mentoring me, even though they don't know it, pretty much every day through their podcasts and their information that they put out. So, you know, I think you just have to find someone that is doing what you want to do and doing it at a level you want to be at, and find ways to associate with them.
I totally agree. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head, right? It's once you put it out there, be ready to receive. Right, be ready, willing, and open to the conversation of whatever's going to happen. And that must have been one heck of a Craigslist ad. Like, I want to see this Craigslist ad. I hope you have like a screenshot or something of it that you can send me, because that is a heck of a story, right? It's you crafted this message, you put it out there, and you got somebody that you felt was successful enough to say, you know, this partnership could make sense. And I also, like you, with the Andy and the Grant Cardone, for example, I also have mentors that don't even know that that they're mentoring me, right? And these folks like, gee whiz, total brain fart, Ray Dalio, who wrote the book Principles, yeah, for example, wonderful book. And you talk about a multi-billion dollar guy. He understands methodology. Warren Buffett, another great example. Charlie Munger, another great example, right? Like, these folks, these men and women in this space have been there, done that. Barbara Cochran, for example, understands how to build business systems and processes in the agent world. Like, just incredible people. And they put out good information in terms of podcasts, books, et cetera, that we can read. And now all of a sudden what that does is it gives us that leg up. It gives us that confidence. It gives us that boost to say, you know what, we can do this. So help me understand, Ben, what exactly is an REO? Coach me through that, and then help me understand why I should look at it from an investment perspective.
Sure. Well, an REO is basically, it's just a bank-owned property. And from our perspective, they are properties that the bank has owned for quite some time. They had listed with a realtor, and for whatever reason, the property just couldn't sell, whether it wasn't priced right, it was the condition of the property, it's the area, you know, it could be any of those factors. And basically, they're holding it on their balance sheet, and they need to sell it. Now, REOs have, you know, peaked, sort of, I mean, over the last several years because of the Great Recession, but there's still plenty to be had in the marketplace. And, you know, I think that's going to be continuing for the next couple of years. But essentially, it's just a property. It's a problem property. That's the way I look at it. We get paid in this business to solve problems, mm-hmm, in real estate. So whether you're buying from a motivated seller, or, you know, you're getting a probate property or something of that nature, you're solving a problem. And that's essentially what we do every day. So we're solving the problem that the bank has. We're taking that property off their hands and then, you know, doing something with it for the community.
So you mentioned one, REOs are bank-owned properties, right? If I'm a new investor, how do I even muster up the courage to go talk to – why would a bank talk to me, right? Like, do I just walk into a community bank, dress nicely, and say, may I speak with the asset manager for the bank or whomever is in charge of disposing toxic assets or whatever? And now all of a sudden I'm super nervous. I'm getting a coffee, like a free coffee that they offer, and I'm like super jittery and I have no idea what to say. Like, how would I get in touch with somebody at the bank and convince them that I'm the person they need to sell their inventory to?
Well, I think you have to show them that you can solve their problem. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that go into it, but it's just a simple conversation, really. You know, you're going in saying, hey, I'd love to help solve your REO problems that you have. Maybe you have some now, maybe you don't. But here's my card, and think of me in the future when it comes up for that. And then you have to create a relationship. So you can't just go in there one time and then hope the phone is going to ring at some point if they don't have any REOs for you to look at. The other thing is, if they bring you an REO, you better be ready to buy that REO. So don't go in saying, hey, I'd love to buy something, and then never buy anything. You know, nobody likes tire kickers. So, you know, you need to be prepared to solve problems, and you need to really know your stuff. I mean, so if you're not comfortable having those types of conversations, maybe the type of thing you need to get involved with as far from an education standpoint is something like Toastmasters that help you with public speaking, or, you know, get some sales training, something of that nature. But the biggest thing is just take action, go do it. You know, I mean, fail forward is the best advice I ever got. So act as if and go in there and say, listen, I'm new. I want to buy some REOs. I'd love to help solve some problems for you, and I'm prepared to do it. So I think that's the best advice I could give.
Failing forward. I love those two words, because I feel we as new real estate investors sometimes, and I get it, you know, you might be new, don't fall backwards. Right. That's, I feel like if there's a dumb way to fall, you're going to fall backwards, right? Like there is a very dumb way to like fall from a bicycle, for example. And there's also the right way to fall. Falling forward gives you the ability to say, hey, you know what? I have fallen. I'm aware that I've fallen. And I'm also going to be able to do something about it and learn something. Because that's the point. We all make mistakes every day. I woke up today and didn't even wear the right socks. That's a mistake, but I'm falling forward. Think Realty Nation, here's what you got to do. Head on over to OdellBarnesREO.com. That's again, OdellBarnesREO.com. Understand a little bit more with my buddy Ben and his team are all about. You got questions for me, head on over to ThinkRealty.com. And guess what? I'm not going anywhere. Stick around. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information. Or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, I'm back. I'm back with my friend Ben Fredericks from Odell Barnes REO. We've been having an awesome conversation about mentorship, about being ready for the conversation when a mentor walks into your life for real estate investing. And I think this is very true about anything, right? Like if I was to get into the mergers and acquisitions world, for example, I would totally put it out to the universe that, hey, I'm looking for somebody that's had 30, 40, 50 years or significantly more experience than I have had in the M&A world. And then go learn from this person because then you can avoid all the mistakes that they've made in their 30, 40 year career as M&A, for example. The same thing with real estate investing. And what drives me crazy too, Ben, and maybe you can chime in on this as well, is people are afraid of real estate. And we'll get to the rejection piece in a second with that we were talking over the break. But I feel people are afraid of the real estate game because they don't really know what's going to happen. They're sometimes a little fearful of the unknown. But then these are the same people that will say, hey Ben, you know what stocks did you buy last week? And I'm going to go ahead and buy the same stocks, or I'm going to buy something else that I heard on a hot stock tip from a friend of mine without doing any due diligence, right? It's funny to me. Why do you think that happens?
Yeah, there's a big follow the herd type mentality, I think, that people as a culture tend to have. It's funny, when I first got into doing real estate, I'd hear, oh, that's risky, that's, this, that, or the other, and a lot of negativity. And now that we're doing really, really well, I get approached all the time. Hey, do you think I could get involved in that? Or how's that business going? So it's really funny. You see like a complete sort of shift in people's thinking once they see somebody doing well. And I think that's, you talk about stock investing. I mean, that's a very complicated issue. And, if you look at a lot of the any type of news report, it can be even disadvantageous to somebody that's just a regular stock buyer. There's just secrets of the trade that regular people don't know that the big brokerage houses do. And it's sort of a scam. I mean, I've always thought so, being in the financial services world, I've seen it firsthand. So I just wanted to have something that was more under my control. And if I know I buy it at the right price, even if the market shifts, even if the market collapses, if I bought the property for 30 cents on the dollar, what do I care? I still have something there that I could sell off and get my money back. So that's the way I've always approached, and looked at real estate, especially at REOs.
That's a really good point. I mean, you take a look at buying at the right numbers, and maybe we can dive into that for a second. What does that mean for you? Because like you said, if you're buying at 30 cents on the dollar, you're pretty covered, you know? Like, yeah, you have to keep your lawn tidy and all these things, but quite frankly, that just then becomes an investment. You can kind of roll those expenses into the overall thought of an investment into the property because you've bought at such a low number. I feel like people right now, they're paying too much for property sometimes. They get into bidding wars for stuff that isn't worth what it's worth only because the market is hot. And that's not a good way to invest. What are your numbers and what are your guidelines for buying property?
Well, anytime we look at a property, I mean, we have to look at it a couple of different ways because we have multiple exit strategies, right? So I want to see, all right, if I buy this property and I'm going to flip it to an investor, I want to make sure that there's enough meat on the bone for that particular investor so that they can make their money as well. So I'm a huge baseball fan. As a matter of fact, I'm going to a Cubs Marlins game. And one of my biggest analogies that I use every single day of my life is just try to get on base. I just want to hit a single, right? So if you hit singles over and over and over again, you're going to win the World Series. There's just no doubt about it. So if you swing for the fence every time, you're going to miss a lot and not always get the chance to win. So I use that analogy with my investors. So I want to make sure, all right, will they have enough to make what they need to make in their investment business and then continue to come back to us to buy more? So I always look at numbers from that perspective to start. And then secondarily, if I can't sell that property to another investor or there's just not enough market for it, maybe it's in a rural area, there's not a lot of people doing fix and flips in that area or looking for rentals. Okay, if I take this, can I owner finance it to somebody in that area? Because even in small little country towns, people stay there for their lives, you know? So, and they need homes. So it's a game that we play, you know, and that's the way I look at it. It's a game. It's a numbers game. And so I just want to look at it from multiple areas. And those are the biggest two that I look at. So one, taking care of my investors. And two, can I offer this on owner financing to somebody in that community that's cheaper than they could pay rent for and they'd own it for themselves?
That's a good point. What do you think about, and I just want to come maybe throw this at you as well. What do you think about those investors that say, well, I'm going to pick up property and I'm going to create an Airbnb model around it? What I mean by that is I'm comfortable with paying more for property because I know that I can Airbnb it at a higher number because Airbnb will be more profitable for me at the end of the month.
Sure. You know, I'm not an expert on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, my partner and I just bought our first one here in Daytona Beach. We haven't closed on it yet, but I'm in the process of just being a sponge and learning everything that I can about it. But when we looked at that number to buy that house, we had to look at it from a couple of different angles. What if Airbnb doesn't work out? What if, you know, if we rent it, can it still give us the kind of cash flow that would make it make sense? So I think that's risky just to look at it from one perspective. You have to look at it from multiple angles because here's the deal. I mean, if you aren't on top of your game in Airbnb and you get bad ratings, the internet's written in ink. It's not in pencil. So it's very difficult to get past that. And that can be a big damage to your business model. So you have to have, I think, a couple of different exit strategies to make sure that that investment is going to be profitable for you.
Yeah, I'm 110% with you on the Airbnb thing. I'm not saying don't take advantage of it, right? It makes sense too if you can, but don't rely on that as the only source of income because there's going to come a point in time when, you know, the market may soften a little bit, right? That's going to happen. But if we can cover ourselves knowing that if I can buy property, let's say it's not at 30% on the dollar, right, Ben? Let's say it is at, say, 50, 60% of the dollar. Still at a discount. Still at a discount. But if I know that at the very least I can cover my monthly expenses with having a long-term tenant in there and I don't have to do the daily management that I would, say, of an Airbnb, and I have the long-term cash flow, the long-term tenant, the stability of the tenant, I'm a lot happier with that. Again, for me, that's the way that I'm always going to go because, quite frankly, I like my time and I want time freedom. And I don't want to have to manage Airbnb all the time. But there are folks in Atlanta, for example, where I live, that absolutely crush it on an Airbnb model. So I would say buy property that makes sense at the right numbers. And we're headed into break, so I want to echo those numbers when we come back as well. But buy at the right numbers. If you can Airbnb, consider that like the cherry on top of your cake. But if you can't, for example, then you need to be in a position where you can find a long-term tenant for your property that will pay your mortgage down on a 15-year note, for example. Think Realty Nation, we're headed to break. Get over to odellbarnesreo.com and visit my buddy Ben and his team and check out what they're doing with REOs and just their business model. I think it's awesome. If you're looking for a mentor, you know what? You might just want to think about putting up a Craigslist ad in your local area, and you could potentially, like Ben, find that mentor. Put it out to the universe. You know, you're a business person. You're busy. I get it. But you want to invest in real estate. I get that too. You got to start somewhere, and you're listening to the right show to figure out how to do that. I'm coming right back. Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com to get in touch with me, or you can do so pretty much anywhere online at Abhi Goldhar. And guess what? All you need to type in on Google now is ABH. That's all you need to remember. Those three words, those three letters, ABH, and Google will autofill my name for you. How cool is that? I'm autofill famous. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, and we're on the home stretch, last 10 minutes of the show, where you get the gold of pretty much everything that we've been talking about on the show, which today, my guest Ben Fredericks and I have been talking about REOs and why they're a really good strategy for real estate investors to consider. Got questions for Ben and his team? Head on over to odellbarnesreo.com. And if you're just joining us, let me give you a little history lesson on Odell Barnes. He is the foreclosure king. Since 1979, Odell has been one of the nation's biggest buyers of bank-owned and auctioned properties. He's been featured everywhere, including ABC News, and pretty much dubbed as what I just mentioned, the Foreclosure King, which I think is a pretty cool name. I wish I had like a Superman, like famous hero name for myself. Odell and his partners have worked with other investors around the country and around the world to help them meet their specific investing goals with the vast knowledge of the real estate markets around the country that Odell and his team have. And I think it's really cool, right, Ben? I mean, we talk a little bit about the track record, the history, the opportunities that are available for real estate investors to invest passively across the country. And you got to do it right, though. So let's start that conversation back up of doing it right. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about owner financing and how important that is to the overall game of real estate, which I think is critically important. But take the mic and run with it, because I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
Sure. Well, owner financing is a big part of our forte in our business. I mean, we love it as a model. One, because I've done rentals, and with rentals, I mean, one, you can have a management team in place and they're not always the greatest. But if you want to manage yourself, you're always going to be having to deal with problems, tenants, termites, toilets, the three T's, as they say. And with owner financing, basically don't have to worry about any of those things. I mean, your only worry at the end of the day is collection. And then, I mean, if you have to foreclose or whatever, that's a whole different issue. But I mean, that's really why we love it. It's a very, very passive type of strategy. But I mean, you did mention something there, very important, is doing the right thing. So anytime we put someone into an owner financing situation, we want to make sure, absolutely sure, that we're putting them into a win-win situation. that they're going to have the ability to pay us back. There's a lot of rules and regulations these days, Dodd-Frank and all that, which is why I'm a licensed mortgage loan originator. And we have to be able to make sure that we just are taking very good care of the people that are going into it, because we want them to pay us, right? So we want that income. So we want to make sure we're putting the right person in there, not just anybody.
And I think that's one of the biggest challenges for real estate investors today anyway, right? We get caught up in the hype of investing or doing a project, and then we ultimately fail to realize, wait a minute. So we've acquired the property, we've renovated the property, but now the property needs to start paying us income, and we need to treat the tenant like a client and like somebody that's, you know, covering us. We need to put the right person in there. So I know that's a big challenge as well too, Ben, about the renting piece. And we talk about this pathway of acquiring, say, an REO property, purchasing it, and we didn't even cover the financing piece, right? I mean, we talked a little bit about owner financing, and again, like that could be I think that could be like 10 radio shows, just owner financing. We also didn't cover the hard money lending piece or even conventional financing that you can get for investment property. But at the end of the day, imagine you have three like circles in front of you. The leftmost circle is acquire. The middlemost circle is finance and renovate. And then the lastmost circle, the third circle, is maintenance and care. And it's so easy to get wrapped up in the, holy cow, you know, we've got a property, you got a property. Okay, that's circle number one. Oh man, you know, now we have the money, we finished renovation. Okay, cool. We're expert real estate investors. That's circle number two. Circle number three is where the money's made, right? That is the management of the tenant and cash flow. How important is it that one, you find the right tenant, and then two, you manage that tenant like almost like a family member, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, that's very critical for our piece. I mean, because especially sometimes we're dealing in low income areas. So we have to have a very specific kind of relationship with the people that buy our properties. So especially if the property that they're buying needs repair, because we don't always do the work or renovation ourselves. In fact, we do very little of that. I mean, you talk about those three circles, you're talking about three different jobs, right? So my kind of vision as an entrepreneur is say, okay, how can I reduce my jobs into, you know, just as few as possible, so that, again, I'm not working in my business, I'm working on it. So, I mean, we have very, like I said, very specific relationships with these people. I mean, we vet them very carefully. We have multiple conversations with them. We want to understand what their skill set is to fix the place. If they don't have that skill set, who in their family does? Let's have a conversation with them, make sure that they can help you. So we're very detail oriented when it comes to that stuff, because again, we want the income. We want to make sure that we're putting them into a situation that's good for them and that they can pay us. So, because at the end of the day, our ultimate goal is that passive income.
Yes.
So it's nice to flip properties and wholesale deals and get an influx of cash, but that's a job. So we're trying to work away from that, and we'll still do it, but we'll work away from that to where ultimately we're as passive as we can possibly be.
So let's talk a little bit about the passive income piece. Help me understand what you mean by passive income.
Well, passive income for me is money that I don't have to put a lot of effort into earning. So it requires a little bit of upfront work, but at the end, it's just a stream of income that gives me what I want, and pretty much what everybody wants for me is freedom, right? So there's nothing more valuable to me than my time, and passive income just is going to provide more of that for me. So that's all it means to me.
I'm with you. I mean, I think time freedom, those two words are so, so crucial. And I think we alluded to it a little bit earlier on in the show, didn't we, Ben, about how if we don't have the time freedom, then we can legitimately not do anything else that we need to in the world and we'll still be okay. Like I think that's an issue for me. Like I want to make sure that I can spend the time with anybody that I want. And if I can't have that, then that is such a major issue. And that's where passive investing, that's what passive income investing means for me, right? Sure, I can go flip a property. Sure, I can go do these things and be an operator. But what am I sacrificing? And is that enough? And having that conversation with yourself, with your family, that's really important. And then where one needs to be as an investor, and where, in this case, I want to be in the next 5 or 10 or 15 years. So Ben, we're coming up at kind of at the end of the show. What is the one gold nugget, your one takeaway from the last 10 years that you've been a real estate investor and working in this space? What's the one takeaway that you can offer us this today?
I think that I'll just share with you the biggest thing that changed my life. I mean, it was probably two things. One, it was my partner. But two, it was coming to terms with your mindset and getting your mind right. If you want to be in real estate, there are going to be days where you just want to break down walls because things go wrong. I mean, it's just like everyday life, right? But you have to have a very good mindset and constantly be working on that mindset to get better so that when you deal with the bad days, you can turn them into good things. So again, this business is all about solving problems, and you cannot solve a problem effectively if you don't have the right mindset, you don't have the right education, and you know, you don't have the right guidance. I mean, there's so many times where, I'll give you an example. The other day, we acquired a property and it had a huge IRS lien on it. Now, we didn't see that lien because we buy a lot of stuff sight unseen and as is from the banks. It's just part of, you know, if we buy 30, 40 properties at a time, these types of things are going to happen. And initially I panicked, and then I remembered, hey, I've got somebody that's been doing this for the last 40 years. Let me make a phone call and talk to my mentor, Odell. And he's like, you don't even got to worry about that. Here's what you need to do. And he worked it out for me. Now, if I didn't have that kind of person in my life or the wherewithal in my mind to stay calm and not be reactionary, but say, all right, how can I ask better questions of myself? How can I solve this problem? What can we do to fix it? Then it would have just been a very bad day. So.
And that, Think Realty, is a show. Ben, thank you very much for sharing that. And it makes sense. You need to have a mentor in your world to help navigate some of those waters. It's been an awesome show. If you want to tell me how awesome of a show it's been, head on over to odellbarnesreo.com. Get in touch with Ben and his team and find out what they're doing and see what properties they have available. If you have any questions for me, you know what? I'm reachable everywhere on social at Avi Golhar and also on thinkrealtyradio.com. Head on over to Barnes & Noble to get a print copy of the magazine conveniently titled Think Realty. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
Get a Vistar auto loan right now and get the car of your dreams with no payments for 90 days. New or used, luxury or compact, classic or contemporary, with low rates, no hidden fees, and no surprises. But hurry, the 90-day no-pay auto loan is only available for a limited time. Stop by any branch or visit VistarCU.org for details. Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA, all loans subject to credit approval. Finance charges accrue upon origination. Certain restrictions apply.